In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My heart is democratic, but my brain is kind of Republican. So the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, said this years back, and I resonate with that myself. There's an openness and an idealism about being a Democrat, openness to immigrants, to the downtrodden, to the rest of the world, that I think is virtuous. And then on the other hand, there is a realism and a sense of tradition about being a Republican, an instinct to preserve values, to protect against evil, and to champion personal responsibility. Well, in the world of men, and especially in an election with one vote, unfortunately, sometimes you kind of have to make a choice between your heart and your head. And I'm generalizing here, of course, but it's generally true. And I'm not take out of your head any specific candidates, because their characters and their personal ideologies are much more complicated than that. But in a general way, red, blue, conservative, liberal, head, heart, is the dividing line between most political life in most countries around the world. And if you know your Bible, you might expect as much. Because mankind is not operating as designed. There's a division between people, between men and between women. There's a division between this tribe and that tribe. And there's also a division within us, such as that division between head and heart. With God, we were at one and in peace with ourselves, with each other, with Him, and with the world, but then and now we're divided. And that's what the word root, by the way, of demon is, of devil, diablo, is to divide. It's two, hearts and minds. Well, as we all solve our divisions by atonement, have you heard that word, atonement? It means it's God's solution to sin, but that's a great word root that you probably never thought of. Atonement is simply at-one-ment, at-one-ment, meaning Jesus overcomes the division of sin and being at one with self, others, and God. And we believe this happened on a metaphysical high level, and we also believe it happened on a very practical level, that Jesus reconciles the divisions we have in our lives to this very day, and on today's topic, He even offers at-one-ment between head and heart. And this is how Paul puts it later in his letter to the Ephesians. He says, we as Christians must learn to speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. Speak the truth with our heads, with love from our hearts. And if we do that, says Paul, all things will grow up into Christ Himself. And it just so happens that in today's gospel, reading from Luke, Jesus gives the first public address of His ministry, and He models in a very striking way what happens when someone actually speaks the full truth in full love and perfectly marries the head and the heart. He starts with the heart and with love. Luke writes that Jesus, on His first public speech, goes to the synagogue, and a whole bunch of people were already glorifying Him and loved Him. They came to see Him in the synagogue, and when Jesus gave the day's scripture reading, He reveals the good news from His Father's heart and from His. And He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now here's the ultimate message of love and hope. All of you who are suffering and captive to enemies within and without, God can set you free. And in your Bible, you will see this passage indented and italicized. Why? Because it's a quote of a poem from the Old Testament, a love song, basically, between God and His people 3,000 years old. And then Jesus goes into uncharted territory, though. He puts down the reading and says to everyone staring at him, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your presence." That is, not only did God set you, your people free, but he will do so now for everyone who is listening. And God's love has become true now in this place and in any place where Jesus is present. Now, those profound words of love from God to his suffering people in a few years of Jesus' life will become the most striking demonstration of love the world has ever known on the cross, his lifting all things up of mankind. He speaks love, he lives love in spades, but now Jesus gets very clear-eyed and real about the truth of that love and not sparing his listeners of the tough love that they need. The love of God, says Jesus, will set you free, but so many of you don't want to be free, says Jesus in so many words. Most of you are too proud. You're in denial about how much you are in need, how divided you are in your hearts, your families, your society. Get over yourself and get under God. Others of you, you want easy love and cheap grace without discipline and without sacrifice, but true love is hard because the truth is cross-shaped, and none of us want to bear that. Jesus didn't want to bear that, but he did, because he fiercely stuck to his mission and to the side of his Father's to atone, to make one that which was divided. And the people's reaction to Jesus speaking the hard truth with great love, heart and head, it's explosive. Some wish to make him king that day, and some try to throw him off a cliff outside the synagogue when he's finished speaking. Speaking the truth in love, living boldly with head and heart, is radical. It doesn't come easy to us, and it doesn't go down easily for others. And so sometimes we skimp on the love part because to love is to be vulnerable and nobody wants to be hurt. And sometimes we skimp on the truth part because often the truth hurts and we don't want to hurt others. And that's why it's pretty much impossible for us, humans, politicians, priests, church people, to fully speak and live the truth in love. But what is impossible for us alone is always possible with God. And learning to speak the truth in love, starting with ourselves, is a key capacity in learning to live a fully and fulfilled Christian life. And so may Jesus and his example inspire us to always speak the truth in love, marrying the realism of our heads with the ideals of our hearts, because in doing so we help usher in God's kingdom, which begins and ends in paradise, but it passes through the way of the cross. And following our Lord, all things will finally be at one, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.